a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Okay, we'll call the House Appropriations Committee members together for our 8 o'clock bill hearing. We remind people to turn off their cell phones or silence their cell phones. We want to greet the internet listeners. And with that, I'll have Secretary call the roll.
Bordeaux.
Here.
Ring.
Here.
Hunhoff.
Here.
Partridge. Anderson.
Here.
Ramkema.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
Dryden.
Here.
Cronin. We have a quorum.
Okay. Pages, would you come up and introduce yourself and tell us where you're from and what your plans are?
My name is Jack Brown. I'm from Vermilion, and undecided on college, but I want to major in history.
I'm Jessica Brady. I'm also from Vermilion, and I'm going to the University of Las Vegas for hospitality.
Thank you. Welcome. We have any minutes for approval?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the House Appropriation Minutes from February 24th.
Is there a second?
Second.
Move by Jensen, second by Ramkema to approve the February 24th minutes. All in favor say aye.
Correct.
Opposed? Minutes are approved for February 24th.
With that, we will, if everybody's here, we'll go below the line first to Senate Bill 2426 and Senate Bill 110. Is there any testimony, opponent or proponent on those bills? Okay, seeing none. I would entertain a motion on Senate Bill 24.
Mr. Chair, I would move due pass on Senate Bill 24.
Second.
Second by Ramkema. Any comments?
No, I don't think so. We heard testimony before.
Fair enough. All right, with that, the motion before us is a due pass motion on Senate Bill 24. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Bordeaux. Ring.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Partridge is excused. Anderson.
Aye.
Ramkema.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
We have 8 yeas and 1 excused.
All right. With that, Senate Bill 24 will go to the floor with the due pass motion. Action on Senate Bill 26. Representative Dryden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move a due pass on Senate Bill 26.
All right. Seeing no comments, the motion before us is a due pass motion on Senate Bill 26. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Bordeaux.
Aye.
Ring.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Partridge is excused. Anderson.
Aye.
Ramkema.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
We have 8 yeas and 1 excused.
With that, Senate Bill 26 will go to the House floor with a two-pass motion. Action on Senate Bill 110. Representative Dryden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move a due pass on Senate Bill 110.
Second by Hunhoff. The motion before us is a due pass motion on Senate Bill 110. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Bordeaux.
Aye.
Ring.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Partridge is excused. Anderson.
Aye.
Ramkema.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
We have 8 yeas and 1 excused.
Senate Bill 110 will go to the floor with the due pass motion. All right, with that, we will move to our calendar for today. Proponent testimony on Senate Bill 25. An act to authorize the Board of Regents to enter into a lease purchase agreement to acquire ag property in the Moody County for the use and benefit of the South Dakota State University Agricultural Experiment Station. Proponent testimony. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jack Warner, Executive Director for the South Dakota Board of Regents. Want you to know that the Regents thoroughly endorse this bill. We have people from SDSU who can answer the difficult questions. If you have easy questions, I'll stand by. The difficult questions Dean Dunn here can handle with some ease.
Any questions? Representative Hunhoff. Oh, are there any other proponents? My apologies.
Mr. Chair, my name is Barry Dunn. I'm the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Biological Sciences at South Dakota State University. And this property came to the South Dakota State University Foundation in a trust arrangement and will benefit the College of Agriculture and Biological Sciences as a site to produce feed for our livestock research and for foundation seed stock to produce new varieties of wheat and oats and other crops that we plug into the crop improvement system. So it's very good land. It reduces our cost of operation, and in the long run will be very, very beneficial to the college. So,
thank you. Any further proponent testimony? Is there any opponent testimony? Seeing none, I will turn to the committee for questions. Representative Hunhoff. I do have to say, I didn't know she had a question. She just always does.
Right, I do. I'm the new member on the committee. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just in the long frame of this, what's the plan here? I assume this is a new ag experiment station.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hunhoff, no, it's just land to support feed production for the station, the ag experiment station at on campus. So it's really, there won't be any buildings. It's not for development or teaching. It's just land to use to produce corn and corn silage and other things to use in our nutrition studies with cattle and swine and sheep. And so it's feed production, and then we can also use it in a rotation for seed increase. So
just a follow up. Do we have other sites like this that are supporting, I assume, this station? So it must be in Brookings as a station. Right. So do we have other sites that we have in the same manner?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yeah. Very good question, Representative Hunhoff. We are in the position where we're renting land around Brookings County for feed production around campus. Of course, that land is very expensive to rent, and through this gift agreement with a donor, this in the long term, this is much, much better and relieves, it takes us out of the marketplace to rent land competitively with farmers in the Brookings County region. So,
follow up.
So, with this, if this goes through, will you be reducing some leases that you're currently paying an extensive amount? You mentioned this is a cost benefit and a savings. Is that part of it?
Right. Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Representative Hunhoff, you're exactly right. This has about 180 tillable acres, and so we will be able to reduce the amount of land that we rent on an annual basis for feed production.
Okay. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Couldn't you just give us a ballpark dollar number as to what the net financial gain might be?
Mr. Mr. Chair. Representative Anderson, in a competitive terms, Brookings County land is renting for $300 to $400 an acre right now. The annual payment will be similar to that for the 15 years of this lease purchase, but after that, then the university will own the land. So it's competitive in the short term. In the long term, it takes a lot of pressure off the college. So.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Ring.
I was just curious, you said, I believe, that this is land that was given to the foundation?
Mr. Chair, Representative Ring, it's a gift from the Binnowies family, which many of you might recognize that name. It was their homestead, and it's about 14 miles from campus, and they put it in trust with the SDSU Foundation. So the arrangement is for the university to buy it out of that trust agreement.
So. Okay, so we're buying this from the foundation?
From the trust that's held by the foundation.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Hanhoff.
Just to understand, does this become taxable, or because the university owns it, it's not taxable property?
Mr. Chair, Representative Hunhoff, the agreement with the trust is to continue to pay taxes. As state property, we wouldn't have to, but the donor intent is not to hurt the county and the township, and so
Okay. Any further questions from the committee? All right. Seeing none, we had opponent testimony already. So,
yeah.
All right, we will close the committee discussion and questions and move to committee action. Representative Dryden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move a due pass on Senate Bill 25.
Second by Anderson. Any comments on that motion?
No.
Okay. With that. With that, we will have the due pass motion on Senate Bill 25. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Bordeaux.
Aye.
Ring.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Ramkema.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
We have 9 yeas.
All right. With that, Senate Bill 25 will head to the House floor with a due pass motion. Senate Bill 27. Proponents for Senate Bill 27.
Good morning again, Mr. Chair, members.
Good morning again.
Jack Warner, Executive Director for the Board of Regents. Senate Bill 27 would authorize the Board of Regents to contract for the replacement of the Plant Science Research Support Facility on the campus of SDSU and to make an appropriation therefore. That appropriation is contained in the bill. It's $4 million, and it comes from other fund expenditure authority. So that's the overview. This is another Regents-endorsed bill, and we'll further proponent testimony will clarify in greater detail. We'll stand by for questions.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, my name is Barry Dunn. I'm the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Biological Sciences at South Dakota State University, and as part of our long-range plan to upgrade the facilities within the college's agricultural research work, we've proposed and we've identified the funds to move our seed preparation, our seed storage work for the new varieties of crops that we generate to a new modern building. The building that we're operating right now is a 1940s, 50s building. It's It doesn't meet our needs from a seed identity and purity perspective. It doesn't meet industry standards at all, and we've identified the funds to replace it from the Crop Improvement Association, Foundation Seed Stock, and internal university funds, and so we're asking permission to build this new facility. the facility that if you think about campus, the facility that I'm talking about replacing is called the Seed House, and it's the building right north of the Dairy Science Building, the Alfred Dairy Science Building, right along Madera Avenue. We would move this building on north of the Animal Science Building next to our new greenhouses. So that's our proposal.
Okay. Further proponent testimony. Is there any opponent testimony? Seeing none, are there any questions of the committee? Okay. With that, we will close the public hearing and move to committee action and or discussion. Representative Dryden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move a due pass on Senate Bill 27.
Seconded by Anderson. The motion before us is a due pass motion on Senate Bill 27. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Bardot.
Aye.
Ring.
Aye.
Hanhoff.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Ramkema.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
We have 9 yeas.
With that, Senate Bill 27 will go to the floor with a due pass motion. Dr. Dunn, if you would come back up just for a moment. I'm not going to get you in trouble. Don't worry. Don't look so scared. All right. I would just, you know, Dakota Lakes Research Farm is near and dear to my heart as the, it was started on my family's farm up in Gettysburg, South Dakota, at our irrigation. Would you just enlighten the folks here on the gift that they received, I believe last week it was in the papers and we were notified of it from the Buffett family. Just for informational knowledge so the folks on online can hear about that and what agriculture science is actually, how much it's impacted on a nationwide basis.
It's my pleasure and honor to Representative Cronin and Mr. Chair. Last week we were very pleased that the Dakota Lakes Research Station, which is a standalone 501(c) company, that charitable company that we, South Dakota State, is in partnership with agricultural research and have been for many, many years. And at the station, which is southeast of Pier, a few miles, have been doing cutting-edge work on no-till food production systems, crop production systems that have literally been recognized as revolutionary in agriculture around the world. And its center director, Dr. Dwayne Beck, is a world-renowned expert in crop production in droughty areas, and certainly the center part of our state is fits that bill, and Dr. Beck's work has impacted agriculture, reduced soil erosion, increased productivity, increased the economic area, the economics of the impacted area. And last week, partially in recognition of that and partially as an investment, the Howard Buffett Foundation saw fit to award the Dakota Lakes Research Field Station with $1 million investment in ag research. And so we're all thrilled. It's a huge testimony to the impact of our collaborative work. So,
thank you very much. And just to add on, a couple of years ago, we had a bill on the general bill that did not pass, and it dealt with $100,000 for new equipment at that research farm. And the Board of Regents and the Ag Experiment Division in South Dakota State saw fit to keep their promise and an agreement with myself and Senator Brown. And that played a huge role in this because they had the equipment available. Had they been using that same tractor that they'd had that they bought 20 years ago, They wouldn't have met the criteria for this $1 million grant. So I want to thank you guys, the Board of Regents, for their willingness to keep an agreement that we saw was fit. And I just think that's a huge, it's a huge gesture to the state of South Dakota and to agriculture when it'd be Warren Buffett's son has taken a lead role in advancing no-till farming, and it's something that will help the globe. And I just wanted to make sure that was brought up at some point. It's $1 million goes a long way when you have a budget of about, I think they had $13,000 at the end of the last fiscal year. So we can only go onward and upward from here. But without the cooperation of the university, that place would not, we would not have the technology we do. So I wanted to thank you for that.
Yeah, well, if I might, Mr. Chair, the partnership's been going since the days the station was at Redfield, and I worked there as a student in some pretty hot days in the mid-70s during the drought and at the Redfield station. And so for all these years, we've been partnerships. I hope you can trust we wouldn't have done it any other way. When you gave us the opportunity to replace that equipment, it was absolutely our intent, and we fulfilled that and doing great work. So.
Thank you very much. All right. Is there any other business to come before the House Appropriations Committee? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Ring, second by Multiple. We'll put Jensen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.